Christmas Eve and Hanukkah. I'm Michael Toscano. Not a silent, but a holy night in Bethlehem, celebrated as the birthplace of Jesus Christ. Thousands of pilgrims and tourists from around the world braving chilly weather outside Manger Square in the biblical West Bank town. One visitor from Louisville, Kentucky said it's very meaningful to be in the place, quote, where everything started. At St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, Pope Francis celebrating Christmas Eve Mass and thanking God.
Grazie perché hai fatto tutto questo per me.
Thank you because you have done all this for me.
Extremely tight security in both Bethlehem and Rome tonight. Hanukkah, the Jewish festival of lights, is underway on the East Coast, where the sun is down, the holiday observed by lighting a special candelabra called a menorah for 8 nights. The world's largest Hanukkah menorah is being lit in New York City to usher in the festival. I'm Michael Toscano. A major winter storm hammering the western U.S. over the holiday weekend, dumping heavy snow across the Rockies and the upper Midwest especially. Let's bring in meteorologist Allison Chinchar. Allison?
Still looking at a potential up to 4 inches in some of those areas, stretching from Tennessee to Arkansas, and then a lot of snow. Several areas could pick up at least a foot of snow, especially in the higher elevations. And that bodes well for a lot of the folks that maybe perhaps want a white Christmas.
Yes, white, but not a white out, with much of the Dakotas under blizzard warnings for tomorrow. Israel's prime minister lashing out at President Obama, accusing him of a shameful move at the United Nations over West Bank settlements, saying he's looking forward to working with his friend, President-elect Donald Trump. Meanwhile, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells us he'll work to keep U.S. money out of U.N. accounts.
22% of the United Nations budget comes from the American taxpayer. And I'm going to lead the charge to withhold funding until they repeal this resolution.
The resolution demanding his rent to Israeli settlements in contested lands. I'm Michael Toscano.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-866-984-6994 or go to cleanwater123.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-866-984-6994, 1-866-984-6994, or go to cleanwater123.com. That's cleanwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
The following program is furnished by the Now Real Estate Network, LLC, and is responsible for its content.
And welcome into a special Christmas edition of Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett. It's Christmas Eve. It's about 3 minutes after four on Saturday, Christmas Eve, and a very Merry Christmas to you and yours this wonderful holiday weekend. And it's a great, it's just a great time of year. It's a great place to be in Texas, and it's a great time of year having our Christmas season. And before we finish the show today, I'm going to give you the best Christmas present of all for a real estate investor. So we'll see how that goes. So make sure you hang around for that. The best Christmas present of all. So for investors only now, for investors only. Look, there are one of the things that's going to be going on in this next year. And for people that have been working with me and are going to be working with me in the future, one of the things that's going to happen is you're going to meet a guy by the name of Dallas Isom. Now, Dallas has been a friend of mine for a number of years, and he is one of the top mortgage people in the country. Dallas is going to be working down here with part of Blackstone, and they are the country's largest public owner of rental houses in the country. They are moving that division of their company down to Dallas. They are, the Blackstone Group has over 50,000 homes that they own nationwide that they bought during the recession, during the foreclosure debacle, as several other investment firms did, but they were the big boys. And so they bought 50,000. That's a big number. And they're doing $1 billion investment into, it's really, I don't know if it's going to be, I guess it's an IPO. They're doing into what they refer to as Invitation Homes. It's a limited partnership. It's going to be based here in Dallas. And they have some pretty incredible products. Now, sounds like I'm doing a major plug for them, and I'm really doing a major plug for Dallas more than anything. So you'll hear Dallas on the show in the coming weeks and probably on a more regular basis, but a guy that's a player over at Blackstone, and investors like Blackstone snapped up thousands of homes across the U.S. when prices dropped down during the foreclosure debacle and turned them into rental properties and have waited for pricing to hit where it is now to start to sell those off. But what you're seeing is the ones that were able to do that successfully. See, there were a lot of them that bought that overpaid. But the ones that were able to do it successfully are now finding out that the rental income is enough that they want to keep the rental income as opposed to necessarily divesting themselves of all of that. So we'll keep a look at what is happening with Invitation Homes and their stock sale and what that means. They're going to be a real estate investment trust or REIT, but cool that they are moving here to the Dallas-Fort Worth market. And with housing in tight supply across the country, investors have been competing with first-time home buyers to buy more and more moderate and low-cost single-family housing, while single-family rental sector has been dominated for years and continues to be dominated by the local investor. That's what you got to remember. Increasingly large firms like Blackstone have become players in the market. Now, with the ability to buy large amounts of property at deeply discounted prices going away with the recovery of the market, you're not likely to see these firms continue to purchase. And they will be, some of them will be selling off their portfolios or pieces of their portfolio, which is going to be good for you and I as investors. We'll be able to come back in and pick some of those properties up. And good stuff, good stuff. So Blackstone moving Invitation Homes down to the Dallas-Fort Worth market. And again, you'll be meeting Dallas Isom in the weeks to come. Also in the weeks to come, we were hoping this was going to happen today, and travel schedules just did not permit this, but I want to put this out there on the books so that you know it's coming, and you start, if you're not a regular listener, be sure that you become one so you don't miss this. We're going to have Troy McClain on in coming weeks. Now, Troy, if you remember the first season that The Apprentice was on TV, Troy was, he wasn't the winner. He was the runner-up in the television show The Apprentice, but has gone on to do some really cool, terrific things in real estate and is a close associate and stays in close contact with our president-elect Donald Trump. So it'll be interesting to hear what's going on in Troy's life as it pertains to real estate investing, what that can mean for you and I, and what's going on with him and Prez. That'll be an interesting interview when we have Troy on. Now, one of the things that came out in this past week is that the foreclosure rate is now nearing a decade low. DNS News reports that mortgage servicing professionals are looking at the lowest foreclosure numbers in nearly a decade. Foreclosure starts from November have fallen, and that goes hand in hand with the fact of what the mortgage industry refers to as prepayment activity is strong, remaining strong, and getting stronger. And it means that the first look at what's going to be going on in 2017 from a mortgage perspective looks to be extremely strong. Specifically, the report found that the delinquency rate fell 9.43% from this time last year. And this is a report that was put together by Black Knight Financial Services. Now, Black Knight also adds the number of loans in active foreclosure has dropped below a half a million for the first time in nearly 10 years. And this is really substantial for us because it shows that the housing market has substantially recovered across the board from what we saw of the financial debacle from the foreclosure mess that happened in the U.S. And so we see that this is looking good. And if you want to be an investor or you are an investor and you're not as active as you should be, maybe this will help prod you to get your duff off the couch and get out there and get active, because it is a great time to be a real estate investor. And according to this Black Knight report, this, what the mortgage industry refers to as prepayment activity, is up a whopping 56% from this time last year. Now, what prepayment activity shows is a strong mortgage world, and you want to make sure that you pay attention to that kind of stuff, because it affects you on a longer term basis if you're a real estate investor. One of the things that I teach my consulting clients, if you want to learn more about this kind of stuff, make sure that you get signed up for our market updates. How do you do that? You jump over to realestatenowradio.com, realestatenowradio.com. Jump over there. There's a sign up to get our market updates. And when you get the market updates, you'll get some free stuff as well. And all of that is complimentary from us, because we appreciate you being a part of our listening audience. And when you start looking at the information that goes into the real estate market, if you understand it and you pay attention to it, what it allows you to do is build your investing model so that you're not surprised when the market turns, and you're in a position to be able to take advantage of continuing to profit as the market turns. See, people are going to buy houses no matter what's going on in the marketplace. They got to have a place to live. As an investor, if you're in this rut where you only have one model that you can profit in, and look, the reason I say this is the way I started out. When I started in the business 20 years ago, wow, when I started doing this 20 years ago, what I found out was my model was a nice model. It was the HUD model. I bought HUD properties and got them fixed up cosmetically, got them really nice, did structural work to them if it needed it, and sold them at a nice profit. And it was terrific. But as I stayed in the business longer, and at about the three and a half year mark for me personally, it seemed like overnight that the HUD market just evaporated. Now, were there still houses available? Yeah, there were. But the profit margins in them is what has evaporated. And when that happened, I looked at it and just went, wow, I'm in a very bad spot, because I built my entire business on this. And I was so busy doing that one model, that I had nothing to fall back on when that model changed. And of course, at the time, and I'm just going to say, because of my youth, it being 20 years ago, I just was like, wow, I didn't think about I needed to have more than one method to be able to make profit in my business. So take a look at getting the knowledge that you need to have multiple strategies going on at any one time. If you focus on one, I have no issues with that whatsoever. But as you're focusing on that, you need to be able to understand, what do I do if there is a change in the marketplace that happens that I'm not expecting? Because it happens. It could be an external event. God forbid anything ever happen again like 9/11. But that was an external event that changed the economy in our country in the blink of an eye. And, you know, sometimes things happen. It could be a financial event that happens that changes the housing world. So make sure that you have multiple strategies and you know how to implement those on a quick turn basis. Now, when we get back from the break, one of the things we're going to do is we're going to get into flipping activity around the country. It's at a 6-year high, get into some details, what it means for you and I, what the outlook for 2017 is going to be. And remember, we're going to have that little Christmas present before the end of the show today. So make sure you come right back for more Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett right here on KLIF 570 AM. It is Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas.
Salute the ones who died, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice.
Now, if that doesn't touch your heart, then you might need to make sure that your blood's still pumping, because I want to introduce you to the American Fallen Soldiers Project. Phil and Lisa Taylor have opened up the National Gallery. It is the only National Gallery solely dedicated to our soldiers that have died in Afghanistan and Iraq. And it's at 4275 Kelway Circle in Addison. You'll see it. It's just a beautiful building. Go by. Introduce yourself to Phil and Lisa. Understand a little bit about the great work that they're doing at the American Fallen Soldiers Project. Now, the website, AmericanFallenSoldiersProject.com, and it is a dedication to those that make our freedoms available for us by giving of the ultimate sacrifice. So go out to the National Gallery, 4275 Kelway Circle in Addison, American Fallen Soldiers Project. Thank you.
Hi, it's Bill Barnett here. I want to tell you about the great folks out in Arlington, Texas with dfwproperties.net. That's dfwproperties.net. Check them out on the website. It is a great real estate organization. If you're looking to buy a property in the Metroplex, sell a property, you need professional real estate representation, dfwproperties.net, located right there at Globe Life Park in Arlington, where the Texas Rangers call home. Well, that's where DFW Properties is. It's where the Metroplex goes for home. Check them out, dfwproperties.net.
Are there senior citizens in your life that need care? Our friends at Assisted Services are dedicated to providing the care your loved ones deserve. Since 1994, Assisted Services has been caring for seniors, and they specialize in dementia care with a certified senior advisor on staff. You can customize your service anywhere from 2 hours to round-the-clock care. Call today for a free in-home assessment at 817-429-8476 or visit them on the web at assistedservices.com. That's AssistedServices.com.
After shopping around at other dealerships, it was very obvious that Huff Fines was a family-owned, family-run business. They really took care of us.
And now, during Huff Fines' Big Finish 2016 sales event at Huff Fines Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Plano and Louisville, get Texas-size savings on every new Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram in stock. Plus, choose from Huff Fines' Texas-size selection and save even more with the highest cash rebates and lowest financing available. And top dollar for your trade. And Huff Fines is proud to be the Consumer's Choice Award recipient for Auto Dealership Group of the Year for the 9th consecutive year. For more, click to HuffFines.net or come to Huff Fines Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram at Ohio and Plano Parkway in Plano, or in Louisville at Huff Fines Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram right off the I-35 just north of 121.
Welcome back. It's 4:17 on Christmas Eve. It's Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett, and what an incredibly gorgeous day we are having here on Christmas Eve. And you know, it looked like for a while that we were going to have a very cold Christmas, and you know, possibly might with the temperature where it looked like it could have been, maybe some snow. My kids were all excited about that. I was all excited that it got warmer. And so I hope whichever way it turned out for you, that it is what you are hoping for on Christmas Eve. And thanks for being a part of us this Saturday afternoon as we get into the flipping market. And what's going on? You know, flippers and flipping, and I am a proud flipper, which is not to be confused with a proud member of the Basket of Deplorables, which I am a member of as well. But being a flipper, you know, there's a data service out there called ATOM, A-T-T-O-M, and they are owners of one of the largest property information databases in the country. And just a couple of days ago, they released their third quarter house flipping report. So it falls about 2 months behind the calendar. So they released their third quarter report, and it showed that there was a total of over 45,000 single family homes that were flipped in the third quarter only across the country. And that represents 5.1%. of all single family homes sold during the third quarter. For the report, flipping is defined as a property that is sold in an arm's length transaction for the second time in a 12-month period. So you and I as an investor purchase it, we do value added to it, rehab it, and then we turn around and sell it, and within a 12-month period, that in their estimation qualifies as a flip. And they've got some pretty intense data. So for over the last 12 months, they've been getting their information from public records, and they track more than 950 counties around the country.
and that represents more than about 80% of the population of the U.S. Now, while current trend of low housing inventory and rising home prices is favorable for flippers, it can also be a double-edged sword, attracting more competition and reducing the availability of deals, particularly in the most fundamentally sound markets. And that's according to Darren Bloomquist, who is at Tom Data Services, or Data Solutions, excuse me. This is the chasing some of the investors into markets and neighborhoods that may be less fundamentally sound, but also offer more value add opportunities for us as flippers in the form of the aging house inventory. Now, you look at what we've got in the Metroplex, and once you get outside the 50s, there's not a lot of inventory out there that is older than mid to late 50s, because us as a major population center, the DFW market, did most of our growing after World War II, and most of it in the 50s. So what happens is you see that most of us are not buying properties that are much older than the 50s. That does not mean there aren't some incredible deals out there. There's still some deals going on right now in Fort Worth in the medical district, where you can buy properties in that $100,000 to $130,000 range that rehabbed can sell for $300,000 to $400,000. Now, it is an expensive rehab as well, but there are some great opportunities that happen in the older sections of the marketplace if you're paying attention. And so what you want to look at is what you'll hear this term bandied around in the industry a lot, highest and best use. You want to make sure that you are paying attention to each of the properties that you're buying. If you're not in just a traditional subdivision, that you look at, is there a highest and best use for this property that may be other than just a single family home? And we say that because there, especially I mentioned earlier, the medical district in Fort Worth, there's a lot of doctor's offices that like to move next to the medical district, and you got to check on your zoning to make sure that's available. But take a look out there, and if these older homes, they present some really great opportunities. You have to be careful and understand a couple different things. One, am I in a historical district or not? If you are in a historical district, what you might want to do, this would be my suggestion to you before you purchase that home, is that you talk to the person that is you're going to have to submit plans to that works with in that historical district, deciding what can and can't be done that keeps the guidelines in force, and make sure you understand it. Make sure that you're working with a contractor that has done that type of property in the past, so that you don't take what is going to be a, it would drive me mad. It would call it a maddening timeline when you're dealing with historical property. But make sure that you've got somebody who has experience with that, so that that timeline can be kept as short as possible. And again, you want to make sure that you are able to get along with the person you're going to be submitting all of your historical home plans to, so that you don't get in crossways with them. And if you do that, it's going to take forever. So make sure that you're paying attention to those kind of things as you're looking for a property to flip out there. Homes flipped in the third quarter, 67.9% were purchased with cash. That's the lowest level that has been purchased in the last 8 years, which means there are more credit products coming available for us as investors. Markets with the highest home flipping rate. So of the 92 metropolitan statistical areas that had a minimum of 90 homes flipped in the third quarter, here's how they ranked. Memphis was number one. Clarksville, Tennessee was number two outside of Nashville. Daytona Beach and Ormond Beach, one selling community there, one market, Daytona Beach. Tampa, St. Pete. And Visalia, Porterville, California, those were the top markets. And you get on deeper into that market, you find out that York and Hanover, Pennsylvania, Lakeland, Florida, Fresno, California, Miami, and Las Vegas all represented the top markets for flippers from a standpoint of how much of the market was a flip property. That's what that was talking about. And you start talking about profit, that's a whole different thing. Now, across the board for the third quarter, the average selling price of a flipped home was $190,000. Now, listen to this average gross profit, $60,800. Now, I'm going to put a gigantic asterisk next to that. And that is the only way these people are able to come up with that number is they looked at what the average purchase price was across this entire 45,000 plus number of flips. And the average purchase price across the board was $129,200. Then they looked at what was the average sales price for that same 45,000 plus properties. And the average sales price was $190,000. So they're saying, oh, there's a $60,800 difference between the two. That's the profit. No, that's not the profit. That's the gross. And then from that, the investor, the real estate investor, had to take out their commissions, their holding cost for money, their marketing cost if they help their real estate agent out any, and their closing cost, and then that the biggest number of all outside of the purchase, which was their rehab cost. So are they making some good money? Yes, they are. But out of that 60 grand, a lot of that's got to come out. So you make sure that when you're looking at numbers and you're hearing stories like this, you understand the numbers, because if you miss the numbers in real estate, this is a very bad game to be involved in if you don't get the numbers. If you get the numbers and know how to apply them appropriately, which is not hard, you just have to have the process of learning that and have somebody like myself that's been doing it for a gazillion years, for me 20, sit down with you and work you through. This is how you put an offer together. This is where you get the numbers from. This is how you build an offer. This is where the numbers come from to substantiate what you're doing. Because if you start off with one bad number, and that one number is the what we refer to as the ARV, the after repaired value of the property, ARV. If your ARV is off, it doesn't matter what the rest of your numbers say. You're going to have a bad number at the end. It may be a profitable number still, but it's an incorrect number, and it could end up costing you somewhere down the road. So make sure you're paying attention to, how do I build an offer? Where do I start? What kind of information do I need to do that? So the average gross flipping profit represented an investment return on investment of 47.1%. And that is a staggering number. But remember, that's a number that you've got to turn around and take some expenses out of that weren't accounted for in there. While the high level of gross flipping profits is impressive, it's important to remember that they don't include all the costs that are incurred by flippers. And that's according, again, to Darren Bloomquist. Now, when we come back, we're going to get a little bit more into these details and what it means for you and I and the opportunities that it presents. So make sure you hang around for this special Christmas Eve edition of Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett. It is Saturday afternoon right here on KLIF AM 570, news and information, the place that you want to be if you want to listen, learn, and earn about real estate. We're all about your wealth, your world, your way, your real estate investing success right here on Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett. Hang around. We'll be back at after a couple of minutes of paying bills. We'll see you on the other side.
Salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice.
Now, if that doesn't touch your heart, then you might need to make sure that your blood's still pumping, because I want to introduce you to the American Fallen Soldiers Project. Phil and Lisa Taylor have opened up the National Gallery. It is the only National Gallery solely dedicated to our soldiers that have died in Afghanistan and Iraq. And it's at 4275 Kelway Circle in Addison. You'll see it. It's just a beautiful building. Go by. Introduce yourself to Phil and Lisa. Understand a little bit about the great work that they're doing at the American Fallen Soldiers Project. Now, the website, AmericanFallenSoldiersProject.com, and it is a dedication to those that make our freedoms available for us by giving of the ultimate sacrifice. So go out to the National Gallery, 4275 Kelway Circle in Addison, American Fallen Soldiers Project. Thank you.
Hi, it's Bill Barnett here. I want to tell you about the great folks out in Arlington, Texas with dfwproperties.net. That's dfwproperties.net. Check them out on the website. It is a great real estate organization. If you're looking to buy a property in the Metroplex, sell a property, you need professional real estate representation, dfwproperties.net, located right there at Globe Life Park in Arlington, where the Texas Rangers call home. Well, that's where DFW Properties is. It's where the Metroplex goes for home.
Check them out, dfwproperties.net.
Are there senior citizens in your life that need care? Our friends at Assisted Services are dedicated to providing the care your loved ones deserve. Since 1994, Assisted Services has been caring for seniors, and they specialize in dementia care with a certified senior advisor on staff. You can customize your service anywhere from 2 hours to round-the-clock care. Call today for a free in-home assessment at 817-429-8476 or visit them on the web at assistedservices.com. That's AssistedServices.com.
If you're stuck in traffic, so are others. Give us a heads up. The KLIF Traffic Tip Hotline, 214-765-5299. Laura Ingram.
How many of you think that this is just pure politics? That as he's leaving office, Barack Obama wants to give a black eye to the Trump administration?
Laura Ingram, 11 till 2 on News and Information 570 KLIF.
I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't
it's
care.
It's Christmas time. Welcome back to Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett. It is Christmas Eve. Keith's over there grinning from here. He was enjoying that little Christmas caroling that I was doing while you guys were on break. Don't let him kid you about that now. So it's Christmas Eve, Saturday afternoon. It's about 4:31. Thanks for being a part of our listening audience today right here on Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett. It is where you want to be. If you want to listen, learn, and earn about real estate investing, it is a great, great occupation, profession to be a part of. You can be a part of it part-time. If you've got 8 to 10 hours a week, we can show you how to do this very successfully and not have to give up your day job until you are financially suited to do so. And that is a prime consideration when you are looking at becoming a real estate investor. We teach you how to do that. Jump over to realestatenowradio.com, realestatenowradio.com, and make sure you get signed up for our free market updates so that you have the opportunity to get the information that you need and decide if this is the game for you or not. It is a fun game to play. It's a profitable game to play. If it is, we'd love to see you at some of our events if you'd like to find out more information about it. And shoot, when you jump in, one of the things I'll do is I'll send you a copy of my national best-selling book, Are You Dumb Enough to Be Rich? And it'll explain a lot about getting started in real estate. It goes through, I refer to Dumb Enough as an autobiographical textbook, because it's more than just about my life in real estate. Is my life in real estate and step by step, the things I did wrong, the pitfalls that I encountered, how to avoid those going forward, and the things that I did right. And one of the great compliments that has come to me through the years from readers across the country and through the years about the book is that it is an easy read. And it is actually useful information. It's not theoretical. It is step-by-step things that you can put into action today that work right now in the real estate market. So how do you get your copy of that? As my gift to you for being one of our listeners is jump over to realestatenowradio.com. When we went to the break, one of the things that we were talking about was home flipping activity and the fact that we are at a six-year high in home flipping, which was during the third quarter. Fourth quarter looks to be, typically it'll be a little bit slower, but not much. And some of the spreads that we were seeing around the country now, the average sales price nationwide on a flip property for the third quarter was $190,000. The average purchase price on that was $129,200. So there were $60,800 in there that the investor had to be able to pay for the cost of the money, pay their real estate commission if there were any, pay for their title cost, pay for their marketing, pay for the cost of funds, the use of the money, and whoever that went to, and to rehab the property and to pull their profit out of. Now, one of the things that you're going to have to understand is there's a formula. Now, and I'm going to tell you the formula that I use. Others may use a different formula. That's fine for them. Once we establish the after repaired value of the property, the ARV. Now, in this report that came out from Atom Data Solutions,
it's $190,000 was the average retail price of those properties. So we're just going to say the ARV was $190,000. The first thing that we would do if you were working with me is that we would take 31% off the top of that. So when you start taking 31% off the top, what that does is that 31% is made up of these things. 20% of that is your profit, because in my world, you should be making 20% of the retail value of the property should go into your bank account. Well, we refer to that lovingly as HIP National Bank. It should go into HIP National Bank, 20% of the retail price of the property. So right off the bat, you're looking at $38,000 coming off the top of that. So now that 190 is down to 152. Well, we paid 129 for it. So that's $32,000 there, $22,000 there. Excuse me. That's a big difference. 22,000 and change there. And out of that 22,000 and change, you still got to pay some closing costs. Ballpark, we're going to say about 2.5%, but you got to pay that twice. You got to pay it on the purchase of the property, got to pay it on the sale of the property. Are those numbers going to be different in every deal? Yes. But be careful about your spread. A lot of people look in to a deal and they go, man, I can sell this house for $190. I can buy it for $129. That's $60,000 I got to work with. Oh my gosh, a whole bunch of that's going into my pocket. And then before they know it, all of that money has gotten eaten up by things that pick away at your profit margin. So make sure that you are understanding there are things that have to be covered along with the purchase price and the rehab budget, the property taxes, the insurance, the carrying cost for the funds, the marketing for your property, the real estate commissions, the closing cost on the purchase, the closing cost on the sale. All these things will peck away and sometimes chop away at your profit on the deal. So make sure you understand, how do I calculate for a deal to make sure that I've got money left for me and my family? If I'm not doing that, then I'm really just wasting time if I'm doing a deal inappropriately. And I'll tell you how this got hammered home to me the most. I did a property many years ago, a property over in Mansfield, and it was a property that had a small spread in it. And the reason it had a small spread was I was working on a property, and I got it under contract. And as soon as I got it under contract, I had two or three other couples come in and begging me, oh my gosh, no, let us buy it. Well, I couldn't do that. I was already under contract. And I had one that said, can you find us a house in this neighborhood, similar size, price? We know you're going to make it look absolutely gorgeous. If you can, we will buy it from you. Now, they had great credit. They were in no particular hurry. So I went out, and the first mistake I made was I overpaid for the next property because I knew I had this buyer there. So I got over aggressive, over enthusiastic because I had this buyer. So I paid a little bit much for the property, and then I over rehabbed it a little bit, and all said and done. Well, did it make money? Yes, it did, in case you're wondering about that, but it only made $7,000. And after it was all said and done, and the people that said they wanted to buy it are the people that bought it, so that part held together very nicely. And I sat down and I looked at this and I went, wow, that stunk. Hey, I'd rather have $7,000 than a sharp stick in the eye. Yep, that's for sure. But here's the thing. The same amount of investment capital, the same amount of time, and the same amount of expertise could have been used to make $25,000, $35,000, $40,000 or more. But I got into a rush because I had this buyer in my back pocket. And because of that, I knew I was overpaying for the property. I just did not fully put down what the numbers were going to end up looking like, and it cost me. And it was an incredibly valuable lesson to learn. And I'm going to tell you, it's a whole lot cheaper for you to learn lessons from me than to learn them on your own by the School of Hard Knocks. I got enough scars for all of us listening out there, and I'll share those with you from time to time. But look, make sure that you understand the numbers.
Now, in this report that came out from Atom Data Solutions, they found that flippers were buying at basically a 25% discount of the after-repaired value of the property. And then when they were selling the properties at a 7% premium. Homes that were flipped in the third quarter of this year were purchased at that 25% discount. And the average over the after-repaired value of the property was that they were selling for 6.7. They rounded up to 7%, but 6.7% to be more precise of the market value of the property. And here's something that just blew me away. The average on these homes took an average of 180 days to flip. Now, so 6 months to flip a property. That's pretty norm if you're looking at, okay, I got to go find this thing. Now that I got it found and I got it under contract, more than likely it's going to be a 30-day close. I can close sooner if I'm an all-cash buyer. If I'm not an all-cash buyer, then it's going to be 30 days. If I'm dealing with Fannie, Freddie, Jenny, HUD, I'm probably going to end up having a 45-day close instead of a 30 because they can't do their side of it. So it's going to take me a month to 6 weeks to get this property closed. During that time, you can do absolutely zero to the property, nothing. You cannot go in there and try to get a head start on your rehab. Doesn't matter. You can't even put materials in the property. And from a HUD standpoint, if they find that you've even brought materials over before the close, they can kill the deal. You lose your earnest money. And they can blackball you out of purchasing future properties. Now, how do I know this? No, I wasn't blackballed out of buying HUD properties, but I did have a HUD inspector chew me out royally because we had some materials taken over by one of my contractors on a HUD property the evening before we were doing a 9 o'clock close the next morning. And he reamed me pretty good. And I'm like, lesson learned. Won't ever do that again. Now, we'd have never done any work, but we were trying to get that little bit of a jump by taking over some materials. Don't do that. Don't mess around and put yourself in peril that you might end up losing some cash or losing a deal. And more importantly, get struck off of the future buyers for a HUD. So when we're looking back at this report again, they found that more than 53% of all the homes flipped in the third quarter were sold in the range of $200,000 and under. 33% of those homes were sold in the $200,000 to $400,000 range. And when you hit $500,000 or more, that only accounted for 9% of all the homes flipped during the quarter. And if it broke $1 million, that was less than 2% of all the homes flipped during the quarter. Now, here's what I'm going to say about those numbers. So you know the most amount of competition that you're going to get. And if you look in the Dallas-Fort Worth market, it's certainly not going to be any different. If I'm trying to sell a home for about 200 grand, I'm right there in median price world, and that's where every investor under the sun is going to be playing. Once you learn the craft of real estate investing, and it is a craft and a profession, once you learn this, one of the things that you can do is start getting into the higher price ranges of property. It's one of the things that we help clients do across the board is when they're ready and they have the financial wherewithal to do so, get them up into a higher price range. The percentages of the profit doesn't change, but the checks get bigger. Same percentage, but bigger checks because you're dealing with bigger dollars all the way around. Takes more to rehab the property, yes. Takes a little longer to sell it, yes. Commission doesn't change. Still same percentage. And sometimes you can even get a little discount in the commissions when you're dealing with the higher priced properties. But there's a great value in learning the craft so that you can start buying higher priced homes. When you start seeing a report like this come out and it's telling you that there's only 9% of all the homes that were sold in the third quarter. And again, that was over 45,000 homes across our country that were done by real estate flips that priced $500,000 or more, think about your market. If you think about the North Texas market, that's going to take a chunk of properties and narrow it down to some very specific markets when we're talking about $500,000 or more. But look, if you're looking at, I want to have a nice check come in, If I'm working on a 20% profit margin for me on the retail value of the property, that's to me. That's in my pocket. There's no fees coming out of that other than what Uncle Sam's going to take at the end of the year. If I'm looking at that, a $500,000 property is putting $100,000 into my pocket. The bigger the price of the property, the bigger the check you get to take home. The bigger the price of the property, the fewer investors they are that you are competing with. The bigger the price of the property, the more you have to know about the game so that you don't misstep, because people that are buying a $500,000-$700,000 home are not looking at the same amenities that a person is looking at that's buying this $200,000 property that is referred to in the report. So make sure that you learn that. But one of the things I want to make sure we pound home is the fact that, hey, you know what? It's a place to be. We're going to come right back. We're going to pay some bills. We'll see you on the other side. Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett.
Salute the ones who die. The ones that give their lives so we don't have to sacrifice.
Now, if that doesn't touch your heart, then you might need to make sure that your blood's still pumping, because I want to introduce you to the American Fallen Soldiers Project. Phil and Lisa Taylor have opened up the National Gallery. It is the only National Gallery solely dedicated to our soldiers that have died in Afghanistan and Iraq. And it's at 4275 Kelway Circle in Addison. You'll see it. It's just a beautiful building. Go by. Introduce yourself to Phil and Lisa. Understand a little bit about the great work that they're doing at the American Fallen Soldiers Project. Now, the website, AmericanFallenSoldiersProject.com, and it is a dedication to those that make our freedoms available for us by giving of the ultimate sacrifice. So go out to the National Gallery, 4275 Kelway Circle in Addison, American Fallen Soldiers Project. Thank you.
Hi, it's Bill Barnett here. I want to tell you about the great folks out in Arlington, Texas with DFWproperties.net. That's DFWproperties.net. Check them out on the website. It is a great real estate organization. If you're looking to buy a property in the Metroplex, sell a property, you need professional real estate representation, DFWproperties.net, located right there at Globe Life Park in Arlington, where the Texas Rangers call home. Well, that's where DFW Properties is. It's where the Metroplex goes for home. Check them out, dfwproperties.net.
Are there senior citizens in your life that need care? Our friends at Assisted Services are dedicated to providing the care your loved ones deserve. Since 1994, Assisted Services has been caring for seniors, and they specialize in dementia care with a certified senior advisor on staff. You can customize your service anywhere from 2 hours to round-the-clock care. Call today for a free in-home assessment at 817-429-8476 or visit them on the web at assistedservices.com. That's AssistedServices.com.
As a parent, I've got a lot on my plate, taking the kids to soccer practices, chess club, and field trips. But thanks to Custom Ink, ordering custom shirts for all their events is fun and easy. Talk about a time saver. And my kids are all smiles and shirts they love.
For all your school needs, choose Custom Ink. Show your spirit with custom shirts, backpacks, hoodies, and more. All the gear you need all year long. Your designs, quality products, free shipping. Start designing for your school today at CustomInc.com.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice, totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770.
Merry Christmas. Welcome back to Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett. It is Christmas Eve, 447, right here in Dallas, down at Victory Plaza, KLIF 570 AM, news and information. This is where you want to be Saturday afternoons. If you're interested in listening, learning, and earning about real estate investing, you are where you want to be. Thanks for being a part of our listening audience. Hope you're out getting the last little bit of your Christmas shopping done. Because if you're like me, there's always one or two that you got to do on Christmas Eve, and hopefully it's not more than one or two. But yeah, enjoy this gorgeous weather we got. Do some great shopping, and I just wish for each of you and your families out there that you have an incredibly blessed Christmas, and that it is everything that you hoped it would be. Now, when we went to the break, we'd been talking about this flipping report that came out from Atom Data Solutions, which is one of the nation's largest databases regarding property information. And we talked about what the spreads were, average pricing, about $200,000 on the sales price, purchase price of those properties, about $129,200, spreads in there, how they came up with that, what you need to do to make sure that when you're doing a property like that, how you profit from it, and where the market is for better deals and bigger deals and less competition, and the higher pricing that you get, you're going to have less competition. Now, look, if you haven't done a good 15, 20 deals, don't stick yourself in the eye by jumping out there and saying, well, I found this $1 million property and it's going to be great and we can sell it for 1.8 and there's a huge spread and all that. Could work for you, but there's enough hiccups in a deal like that, that it could also bite you big time. So make sure that you find a place that you can come, like Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett or like realestatenowradio.com, and you can get the education that you need to be able to discern how to profit from deals like that and get your craft built so that you're in a position that you don't jump out. I had some friends that decided not to become consulting clients because, hey, it's just a house. It's just rehab. How hard can it be? And they bought a property that they overpaid for in the Denton area, and they put it on the market for about $350,000, and they got eaten alive. They ended up making a profit on it, but they ended up not wanting to move forward with their business because they never got the appropriate training on the front end. And all said and done, they felt like they were lucky, and quite frankly, they were pretty lucky that they still made a profit on the deal. But it was a very good financial deal, but a very poor property. Now, here's what I mean by that. The property was unattractive. They finished it out gorgeous on the inside, but it was a ugly structure on the outside. And I'm not talking about they painted it the wrong color or anything like that. When the home was built, the style, the architecture of the home was ugly. It was unattractive. There was nothing redeeming about the exterior design of the property, which made it extremely hard for them to retail the property. And they weren't able to get the retail value that the numbers said the property would bring when you start using comps. But there's more to a comp than just the numbers. You got to look at and say, okay, you know, what can I do for curb appeal? And this house had absolutely zero curb appeal, and other, besides doing some major restructuring on the exterior of the property, there was nothing that they were going to be able to do curb appeal. The yards looked terrific. So they did what they could. But here's the thing. If they had proper education, they wouldn't have bought that property at the price they bought it for. They might have bought it anyway. They wouldn't have bought it at the price they bought it for because they would have realized, hey, you know what? This house just is just ugly. We might be able to make the inside of it look great, but it's ugly outside. And the only way you're going to overcome that is that you got to have a pricing overcome. You got to get it to where the value is so great that people are going to go, wow, I understand that, but I just love the house so much, I'm going to go ahead and buy it anyway. Well, that doesn't happen very often. Or when it does happen, the discounts become very deep. How do you avoid that? You avoid that by getting the education that you need. Let's talk about 2017 real quick. And these are, there was a great article on Newswire that said these are the top 10 places to invest in real estate in 2017. Now, they claim no particular order here of importance. I claim that I think they're spot on in the order that they've got them, but we're just going to go through the order that they have it in. DFW is number one on their list, and the Dallas-Fort Worth metropolitan area is experiencing appreciation on property that for Texas is, you know, just staggering. We're running anywhere from 5.5% to 7.5% in yearly appreciation across the board, which for us is highly unusual. And home prices here are still very affordable when compared to the rest of the country. We still have an excellent price per foot rate, and the growth rate doesn't seem to be slowing down at all and doesn't look like it will anytime in the future. Now, there's a couple of foreign markets on here. The next one is in Sacramento, California, a foreign market. A market that wants to become a foreign market. Yeah, Sacramento, California, upper central and lower northern parts of California, including Sacramento, the Bay Area, Silicon Valley, are still smart bets for real estate investors. Average growth rate about 5.1%. high demand areas. Very, we think demand's high here. Man, it's real high out in California for both renters and buyers. And prices are significantly higher out there. Seattle, again, out on the West Coast, predicted growth rate of about 5.4% for 2017. And the Northwest Bellevue area, as an example, has been extremely profitable for real estate investors for the last couple of years. And in that particular area, rates are running about 9.2% increase in pricing per year. Denver makes the list. The economy in Denver is absolutely booming. The unemployment rate is 3% and dropping. It's one of the fastest growing cities in the nation. The real estate sector there is just red hot and expected to grow about 5% in 2017. Portland, another 5% growth rate. Great, great city. All of that West Coast stuff. You know, a lot of demand, a lot of that has to do with the climate, pricing very, very high out there. Number six on the list, Salt Lake City, getting back more toward, more closer to the center of the country. It's the capital of Utah, largest city in Utah, and has a very nice growth rate going on for it. Boise, number seven on the list, in the southern half of Idaho, still has extremely low home prices. Prices very comparable to what we have here, even though it is the state's capital, and it is a great place for investing in, a great place to do flips. Omaha, Nebraska. I do a lot of jokes in my weekend seminars about Omaha, but Omaha, Nebraska is a great place to invest. Where are the things that I teach people? And number nine on the list is Richmond, and then we'll get into one of these things that we teach. And number 10 is L.A., La La Land. But those are the top 10 projected investment areas in the country for 2017. Now, in fairness for this report, when they mention L.A., they're talking about north end of the valley all the way down through the southern end of San Diego. So that's a huge, huge area there. But if you have an interest that you want to invest in another part of the country, but you don't know how, I teach a thing called hot mapping. And what hot mapping does is give you the ability to be able to sit at your computer and dissect a market that you are not in. And when you do that, it gives you the information that you need. And look, you're not going to do this over hours. It's going to take overnight. It's going to take several hours to be able to get the information together that you need to be fully informed based on current market data in the city that you're looking at. I developed this around Las Vegas when I wanted to start doing some investing out there. It started with I wanted to do some investing in Hawaii. And my wife shot me down because I didn't have good statistical, logical data. Everything I was basing my decision on was emotional. And she said, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to have a logical step if we decide to go in a market outside of the Dallas-Fort Worth market. And that was the push that I needed to create this system called hot mapping. And we teach that to all of our folks that are consulting clients. If you'd like to learn more about hot mapping, jump over to realestatenowradio.com and get your free market updates from us, realestatenowradio.com. Here is the Christmas present early that I promised you that we were going to give you. So there's two things that are in this year's Christmas present to you, and I'm probably going to throw a little surprise bonus in there for everybody that gets signed up for our free market updates. Not only will you get the current, there's three issues of the market update currently out there. You'll get all three of those issues along with a digital copy of Are You Dumb Enough to Be Rich? National bestseller. About real estate, Robert Bruss and Bob passed away a couple of years ago. Bob was the most respected real estate columnist in our country for many, many years. When he reviewed Dumb Enough, he said, if there are about 10 books in the real estate world that you own, this absolutely has to be one of them, one of the best real estate books ever written. And I appreciated that greatly and still do from Mr. Bob. It is Christmas weekend. Get over and get signed up. Make sure that you are having a blessed, wonderful Christmas holiday. We appreciate you guys. We love you. We look forward to seeing you one more time in 2016. And again, Merry Christmas. We will see you next week on Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett right here on KLIF.
Salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives.
so we don't have to sacrifice.
Now, if that doesn't touch your heart, then you might need to make sure that your blood's still pumping, because I want to introduce you to the American Fallen Soldiers Project. Phil and Lisa Taylor have opened up the National Gallery. It is the only national gallery solely dedicated to our soldiers that have died in Afghanistan and Iraq. And it's at 4275 Kelway Circle in Addison. You'll see it. It's just a beautiful building. Go by. Introduce yourself to Phil and Lisa. Understand a little bit about the great work that they're doing at the American Fallen Soldiers Project. Now, the website, AmericanFallenSoldiersProject.com, and it is a dedication to those that make our freedoms available for us by giving of the ultimate sacrifice. So go out to the National Gallery, 4275 Kelway Circle in Addison, American Fallen Soldiers Project. Thank you.
Hi, it's Bill Barnett here. I want to tell you about the great folks out in Arlington, Texas with DFWproperties.net. That's DFWproperties.net. Check them out on the website. It is a great real estate organization. If you're looking to buy a property of the Metroplex, sell a